What's up? Welcome to Love on the Run, the search for Casey and Vicky White.
You may recognize this location. Today we have traveled to College Grove, Tennessee to get a first look, not through a picture, I want to see it in real life, the location in the photograph where they recovered the getaway car of Casey and Vicky White.
2:25 on Saturday. And there's not much traffic. Not much traffic at all.
So that
shows you how desolate this place is, and we're not even to, this is civilization to us, this isn't even desolate. Where we're going is considered desolate to us. The mountains of Tennessee ain't no joke, man. Not to mention that just being out in that wilderness is dangerous in and of itself. It's summertime. I don't know if any of them's allergic. They could have an allergic reaction to bee stings or ants or something. They could get snake bit. We've got copperheads, water moccasin, cottonmouths, whatever you want to call them, eastern diamondback rattlesnakes, timber rattlers, or pygmy rattlers, whichever name you prefer for those. We've got all those here. We've got poisonous spiders, shit, mountain lions, bears, bobcats. We're not even in Tennessee yet. We are headed to College Grove, Tennessee. I've got a couple mousecatools with me. A mystery mousecatool that's going to help us at the end of this journey. Today we're just going to go out and do some on-the-ground investigating. I figured I would shoot some of it for you guys. We were doing searches down in Alabama, but my lead suspicion right now is that they either broke down on that road, had some kind of car trouble, and they're still in that area within 20 miles in the woods, just trekking, trying to recover. Still, a week later, it's really possible. Second theory, they parked on the road right there and ambushed the first car that came to them, because they were parked facing that road, facing south, in the three-way, in the middle of the road. And maybe they carjacked somebody right there. They might find that body in a few days, or that person might be alive. There's all kinds of, that could go a whole lot of ways. Another theory is that they parked it there on purpose to throw investigators off. So, it's been bugging me and eating at me. I'm going up here. So, stay tuned. And this is something to think about in the days or weeks leading up to their escape. You know how easy it would be? Let's say, all right, I have a duffel bag with some gear in the bag, a change of clothes, some rain gear, a couple snacks. Let's say that, hell, we had that bag and instead of full of innocent little, I'm going to Tennessee for 5 hours thing, it's full of guns and ammunition and passports and documents and Ziploc bags. You know how easy it would be to stop, get out, run this up into the woods right here on the side of the road, throw it behind a tree, so throw some leaves on top of it, put some kind of marker out here, like this stick right here, be perfect, stop, throw it out right there, remember that it's at that first marker before you go around the curve. When you hit the second marker, you've gone too far, boom, that easy, right? And you come back, and on your the day of the escape, they come through here and stop and pick that shit up so that they could get out of Florence as quickly as possible, because it does not look like they wasted any time whatsoever getting up here. I'm just gonna tell y'all, these people ain't noticing shit that live on this road. They're in their house, minding their business, probably watching TV or on a computer or a phone, because there ain't shit to do out here. And you get tired of sitting in the yard and it's kind of raining. It's been hot the past 2 weeks, 75, 85 degrees. It gets hot down here in this little holler after a rain. all that humidity gets trapped and it just turns into a steam oven. You guys sweating your ass off. Try not to die. Alright, we're coming up on Roberts Road up here on our right. We're about 25 minutes out from Pulaski, so I'll catch up with you guys then as soon as we go around this curb. This was the good part, though. Like I said, now it feels like you're in Tennessee. And so for those of you that aren't from here, you can see what southern Tennessee looks like. And it gets worse the further east you go. And then when you hit North Carolina, the best advice I can give you is if you start hearing banjos in the woods, fucking run. And I mean that. To cross the Tennessee state line, and as a kid I remember this road. I've been down this road 100 times probably, and I always loved this spot because this is when everything starts looking different. So we're in a little community called Bethel. We're in Bethel area. We just passed the old Bethel Church of Christ, and the mountains, woods. Little country back roads, everybody's running 70. Alright, we are officially in Tennessee. I don't know if y'all noticed the road change back there. They have paved it recently. Usually, when we hit these Tennessee roads, they turn to shit. No offense, Tennesseans. I'll show you guys something. We are in Pulaski, Tennessee, at the local Walmarts. Good old Walmarts. Love Walmarts. So I just want to show you, to give you a perspective of how country this place is and where we are. There's somebody asleep in this car, and you can only park horses in these two spots. So, I broke my tripod. I gotta grab another one. Light rain kind of sucks. Anyway, let's go into Walmart's. And apparently Tennessee has a giant running around in the woods, so let's go find him. This is the road that authorities say they recovered the getaway vehicle of Vicky and Casey White, fugitives from Lauderdale County, Alabama. I reached out to the tow truck company that recovered the vehicle, and they told me that they actually found the vehicle in the road just like this. The vehicle was recovered within a couple hours, could have even been the first 30 minutes, but it wasn't sitting here abandoned long until somebody noticed it. It was immediately recovered, and it took them almost a week to figure out whose car it was. A lot of horse tracks and horse poop. This appears to be a couple days old though. Size 8, men's size 9, something like that. More horse prints. Lots of horse prints. So
See how quick and easy it is to walk off the road and get lost? I don't want to go too far in case they are out here. I hate for them to jump in my car. Let's put the drone up. This is the gate that they went through to get onto this road. And when I mean, I say there is nothing out here. There is really nothing out here. It is just desolate. For good measure. We will make sure that we leave our mark here. Boom.
You may recognize this location. Today we have traveled to College Grove, Tennessee to get a first look, not through a picture, I want to see it in real life, the location in the photograph where they recovered the getaway car of Casey and Vicky White. So it's actually been pretty dead out here. We haven't seen but one car come in. I think they were sightseeing as well. They came in, turned around, and they left. We've seen a dog. We haven't seen any people. I haven't seen any signs that anything happened here, honestly. It just looks like a normal road. But 8 days ago, fugitives Casey and Vicky White parked their 2007 copper color Ford Edge somewhere on this road. We've reached out to that towing company, and apparently they left it at the end of this road that way, facing Smithson Road off of this road.
The scary thing is that he could be in these woods watching me right now. And that's kind of a scary thought. Wish he would run up. I got something for him. Hopefully this ends peacefully though. I don't want to see anybody get hurt over this. Hopefully no innocent people get caught in the crossfire. But people, please stay on your toes, stay alert, and be careful. Keep your eyes open. Anyway, we're gonna move down the road. I don't have a whole lot of time to waste here. We've already canvassed the area with drone. We'll go back and review those videos. Actually get the full resolution up so we can blow it up and zoom in really good and see if we see any signs, any tracks, trails, any discoloration or anything in any of this grass out here. See if maybe we can see something.
What's up, guys? I hope you're enjoying the video. Don't go anywhere just yet. We're not done. I just wanted to talk to you guys right quick. So, it is a wilderness out there, isn't it? Look at this drone video. It is amazing. It was really ominous being there. One thing that I want to talk about is her mom. So, we've got this footage at the very start of the video. And the only way that you're going to see it is to make sure that you're watching this on Spotify. The videos just don't go to Apple. She's at the hotel at 5-something in the morning, right before the escape, the day of the escape. But her mom said that she got up and went to work like everything was normal. So, which one is it? Was she at the hotel, or was she at her mom's? I really want to know. And her mom isn't doing a lot of talking, but I'm going to be honest with you guys. If I had just escaped from prison, my mom wouldn't say shit either. That's just real. That's how it is. It's how it is, people. Deal with it. I want to shout out Sammy Velasquez. You are my first official paid supporter. Thank you so much. Also, while I've got your attention, I just want to let you guys know about Anchor. It is the platform that I use to distribute and do my podcast on. It's totally free. So if you want to make a podcast, go to anchor.com and sign up. Also, just want to let you guys know that once this whole Casey White, Vicky White thing is over, if it ever ends, this isn't going to be the end of this channel. I have two more cases, and one of them is actually Casey's brother that we're working on. So we are going to continue doing missing persons cases. So stay tuned. Make sure you guys are subscribed, because this is not the end of this channel. I think I'm hooked just like you guys are. Also, want to
to let you know that if you do go to Anchor to view this podcast, you can subscribe to this podcast for $1 a month, and that would help me out a lot because I spend a lot of money chasing these cases, and it's just getting started, so I imagine my financial future isn't looking that good, but it's okay. I'm having fun. Let's continue the video.
Maybe they left their car there and ambushed someone. Maybe they just had unforeseen car troubles. So the question now is, where are they now? Did they walk off into the forest and get lost? Did somebody pick them up? Did they have a rendezvous vehicle meet them here so that they could get away? Little is being said by law enforcement. We haven't heard much up on the story until yesterday, Friday, when they actually got the report and found this car and broke it. Apparently this car was towed from this road the day of the escape. Get this, hours before anybody even knew that they were missing. So there's an ominous feel here. You feel lost. You're in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by nothing. And if a 6'9" tall monster of a man walked out of those woods with an intention to hurt me, I am on my own. Residents, if you live in this area, make sure you're locking your doors, you're keeping an eye on your property, you got your guns loaded and in the house, and just stay on your toes, eyes open.